So, Chris, tell me about the Windy Way Trust.
Okay, so Windy Way Trust is a charity, and we support the rescue and rehoming of animals through Windy Way up at Tegs Nose. We've been going for 18 years this year, and we have three shops in Macclesfield, and we have a centre, Windy Way Trust Centre, over on Crompton Road, where we have a pet food bank.
So Windy Ways itself, though, has been going for a lot longer than 18 years, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Windy Ways started back in the 60s when Salford started to do what they called the slum clearance then, and put people into high-rise accommodation, building all these flats everywhere. What happened was the animals were usually left because they weren't allowed to take the animals into these high-rise flats because they were brand new. Mm. So, unfortunately, there was a lot of animals that were left abandoned, neglected, and a few people went off and started to collect these animals and bring them up to Windy Way. Windy Way Farm was originally a riding stables owned by Mr. and Mrs. Knoll. And what they used to do there was have people riding horses and teaching them how to ride. And then a Bobby, who used to be on the beat in Buxton during the summer, and he had this little dog that followed him around. And what happened was he was getting quite worried because he was getting towards, you know, autumn time, winter, and it gets quite vicious up in Buxton, quite cool up there. And he was quite worried about this little dog and asked Windy Way if they'd take it in. And that was the start of collecting, you know, animals for rehoming, really. At one point, Mrs. Knoll had about six or seven animals in the house, all shut into different rooms because they hated one another and they'd scrap or all sorts of things. So I think they learnt the hard way.
Windy Ways, I mean, is in a sense, I mean, Windy Ways up by Tegs Nose is a bit of an institution. I don't think there's anybody in our area that either doesn't know about Windy Ways or hasn't actually had an animal.
Absolutely. And when it was Wakes Week, you all used to sort of wander up there with your dog on a lead or dog on a piece of rope and take them up there for their holidays while you went off on a shower, you know, for your holidays in Blackpool, Rhyl, wherever. It was a done thing because the whole of Macclesfield was shut down for 2 weeks. So Windy Way are known for boarding animals, that's their business, but they also started the rescue, and they were then being supported by a charity called the SRDA, the Society for the Rescue of Destitute Animals. And there were a lot of people involved, there was a big committee, and they used to have an AGM every year. And of course, with all groups, you know, there's sort of breakdown, you know, communication, falling out. In probably about 2001, 2002 or 2003, it broke down to the point where the SRDA walked away from Windy Way. So Frank Dauber and Wendy Dauber, who now own Windy Way. Unfortunately, Frank has passed away a few years back. But Frank originally asked me and a few others if we'd get together and put charities together, because their boarding kennels was actually supporting the kennels, the rescue kennels. And it was very expensive, of course, to run one kennel, never mind two. So we said, yeah, okay, we'll have a go at becoming a charity and see what happens. So in 2005, after we jumped through all the hoops, we managed to become a charity. And we've been thriving ever since, really, because we've got so much support in Macclesfield. We are the only animal rescue place. We were the only animal rescue place in Macclesfield this big. And as you know, it's got a reputation that follows it, because they're so well known. Everybody knew about Windy Way. And to be fair to them, you know, that they're out in all weathers. It's 365 days a year, 24/7, looking after poorly animals, dogs, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, and a few horses up there, ponies. You know, sometimes there's some hard stories, you know. If you don't say yes in the first place, then sometimes they'll get up in the morning and go to the gate and there's a dog tied to the gate, or there's a box of cats or kittens, or you know, somebody's been quite cruel in that sense. So there are a lot of hard stories, but there are a lot of nice stories too. You know, they do a lot of rehoming. They do a lot of work with animals who have problems. Some of them stay a little bit longer than they need to because we have to. Once a dog is bitten, there can be a sort of halo around it saying, you know, that dog's dangerous. And, you know, just making a mistake when they're younger, you know, they can be punished for it for the rest of their days. So in the sense that Windyway offers sanctuary for that sort of a dog, and in some cases the right person comes along at the right time to adopt. So it works, you know, it's super. Over the last few years, things have changed very much. It's been incredibly busy. Obviously, a lot more people have got dogs. We had the foot and mouth problem some years back, and we were suddenly overrun with border collies because the farms were chucking out their dogs. A lot of them kept them, but a lot of them, you know, just couldn't feed their own family, never mind their dogs. So it was a hard time for a lot of people, and Windyway was there to help. And it was good that, you know, we can support them in what we're doing with Windyway Trust.
Raising funds, I mean, like you say, kennels are expensive to run. And so obviously you need to raise a certain amount of money, I suppose, every week, every month, every year to make that work. And then when something like COVID comes along, or say the cost of living crisis now, have you found it more difficult because of COVID?
I think what we had to do is, obviously, we had to follow all the rules with COVID. It made our the way that we worked a little more difficult. Things had to be quarantined. You had to be very aware of that, you know, we work in second-hand goods. We had to be very aware of things coming in from people that could be contaminated in some way. So there was this 48-hour quarantine rule that you had to put things into quarantine. That was really hard. There were a lot of places not open at the time. We just kept a very sort of basic system going, mainly because we're such a small charity, we can't afford not to, really. Mm. Yes, we've got a little pot behind us, but, you know, we have we pay Windyway for their services. That costs us a lot of money per year. We also pay all of the vet bills. The vet bill can be anything between £3,000 and £9,000 a month. You know, that's a lot of money to find. So COVID made it very difficult to operate, but also made it so that we had to be really aware of being in contact with people, especially when it came to rehoming dogs and cats. And of course, during COVID, people started to get dogs. Because they saw other people walking dogs and thought, you know, this is, you know, we want to try this. They started to do things like that. So from that, you've got people breeding puppies, thinking that, you know, this is a money-making exercise. So unfortunately, that brought out a few nasty people. Hence the issue that we have, you know, with overbred puppies, overbred dogs, dogs who come up and spin bred and then they don't want them anymore, so, you know, they chuck them out.
Obviously, we talked about, you know, vet bills are expensive, kennels themselves to run are expensive, so this is why you exist.
Yes.
And you've got, like you say, shops around the area. You're opening this one that we're sat in now on Churchill Way tomorrow.
Yes. Very excited.
Tell me about the shops. I mean, what kind of people use them?
Okay, well, it's changed over the years because when we were younger, you know, it was like a stigma. If you went into a charity shop, you weren't, you know, people would say, you know, she's got second-hand coke on or anything like that. You weren't proud of the fact that you'd actually bought second-hand goods.
Mm.
However, nowadays, it's very different. Like, people are looking for vintage. People are looking for something that's got a label on that somebody's bought and just taken it, you know, they couldn't be bothered to send it back. Throughout COVID, there was a lot of that because everybody was buying online and they would buy maybe a couple of things in different sizes because you can't always judge. And if it's a new place that you bought something from, you never know about the size, colours, whatever. So, and then it was sometimes too difficult to send things back. So we would get people coming in with a bag full of brand new things, you know, with tags on and brand new shoes because they were pinching or whatever. And all of that's good stuff to us. You know, it's brilliant. And the fact that we, you know, we took more than our fair share during COVID, I feel that people were more faithful to us. You know, they were more loyal because they knew that we would take the things that they were bringing, and it saved them having to sort of drop two bags and then, you know, go back home, drop another two next week. And because of the limitations on this quarantine rule, you know, we were really trying to find places. Fortunately, we had Windy Way Trust Centre, so we had the space to do it. We had a big container, and that was absolutely heaving with stuff by the time we got to the end of COVID. And, of course, we had to have loads of volunteers coming in. And because our volunteers were that much older and obviously more vulnerable, then we struggled a little bit to, you know, get back on top of things because people were a little bit reluctant to, you know, just start going again. And to be honest, I think it's only this year that everybody's really started to feel a little bit more secure, you know, and there's the bugs about and everything, you know, but I think we're feeling a little bit better about it now. Kennels struggled a bit up there as well because... obviously, we had an open door policy up at Windy Way previously. Because of COVID, that made it very difficult. People coming in and wandering around the kennels, you know, it couldn't happen. Even though everybody was looking for a dog at the time, or a cat, or, you know, something to be at home with them, people were starting to feel quite lonely. They needed that comfort, you know, of an animal to sit with them. So it was very hard for them. It was also very hard from the perspective of people becoming so ill, in the fact that they couldn't look after their animals. They were put into homes, they were put into hospitals. And in this day and age, it's very different. In our day and age, many years ago, if you had an animal, your family took that animal on, you know, or a relative or, you know, whoever. Nowadays that doesn't happen very much, you know, it tends to be people who are possibly very lonely, haven't got any family, people who have family but they're far too busy to take on another animal, or they've got their own, or, you know, for many different reasons, and that's not blame, that's purely, you know, sensibility. This dog could come to us and be found a new home. This cat can come to us, we'll find the right person. So the books are full of people who are looking for a particular type of dog or a type of cat or a colour, any sort of breed. So in that sense, Windy Way are really a good option, you know, because they've been vetted, they've been neutered, they're fleed, wormed, they're all ready to go when they come to us, you know, before they're actually rehomed.
We're sat in the brand new shop, which opens tomorrow. We're doing the interview on Friday. This is going out on Wednesday, so it's a little bit confusing, I suppose. But tell us, how did you acquire this site and why did you need it?
Okay, so we currently sell furniture from our Windy Way Trust Centre on Crompton Road. Since we opened our pet food bank to help the people in Macclesfield, mainly to keep their animals, because if they can't feed their animals and look after them, then they come to Windy Way. So the easiest thing to do was to open the pet food bank. So when we opened the pet food bank, it became quite busy. We're now feeding up to 200 animals a week. People are struggling maybe at the end of the month to find some extra money, can't afford it. So that was helping the people of Macclesfield. However, our furniture side of it, we'd have people drawing up in cars because we've got a big drive there, and it got very, very busy. And we were in a residential area. So I said, what about we look for somewhere, you know, a bit bigger where we can put the furniture in. We knew there was a need for this second-hand furniture. People, you know, are sometimes struggling to find money for food, never mind furniture. So what we did was, I had a look round. We initially went to Majestic Wines next door, but they were way out of our budget. So I saw this building just sat here doing nothing, and sort of did a bit of research and found that it belonged to Cheshire East. And basically got in touch with them and said any chance that we could possibly rent. We had lots of chats. We came down here for a look round. We worked out that there was work that the landlord would need to do, and there was work that we could do, you know, to make it at least for us to be able to get it up and running this year. So we said, okay, let's go for it. You know, we already have two shops on Chestergate, and there is a need for this bigger stuff. We also have an awful lot of second-hand pet stuff that's given to us as well, garden stuff, and sometimes we do house clearances for people. So, and we're also left houses, you know, with contents. So it was a way of getting rid of all of this stuff and helping people out as well. I started in March, I think, last year, talking about this, and Tony Martin from AJM Surveyors used to donate an amount to us every year, and I asked him would he mind very much getting on board and just being an advisor for us, you know, and he very kindly offered to come on board and just give his services for, you know, for that. So he helped with David Irons, who was a previous engineer. They came on board and they've been super helping us out.
So effectively you kind of outgrew the space you had, I suppose, with the amount of things you got. Bearing in mind COVID, you got a load of things as well, so it just shows, I suppose, ultimately the success of what you're doing.
Yeah, I think in some senses we've been a victim of our own success, because we've actually started off with one tiny little shop in Waters Green. I think it's a barber's now. It's a, like, one room thing with some stairs. And I remember the day that we opened that, and there were lots of people with their dogs and, you know, people who've rehomed and who knew us came and visited. But it was very small. And then we moved into a bookshop that was on Chestergate. And then, of course, the donations that are coming in start outweighing the space that you've got. So we needed somewhere to sort, and, you know. But we don't want to get too big. We're a local charity. We want to stay as we are. In some cases, the way that we've grown is because we've had to. And we actually work in tandem with other charities, you know, to actually... It's becoming quite nice to be able to work with people who have got the same sort of modus operandi, you know, in place to help people. And that's what we're trying to do, as well as the animals, of course, but also people are at the front of that as well. I think we've grown big enough for the time being, hopefully, but people, you know, are willing to come and help us. We love having new people on board to, you know, come and volunteer with us. It helps us, it helps other people as well. It's nice to come and be a part of the team.
And if anybody would like to volunteer or anybody wants to donate, what's the best way of getting in touch with you?
Best way to get in touch is through Jennifer, our shops manager. She organises our volunteers and also organises where donations can be dropped. Sometimes at the back of the shops at Chestergate, also at Crompton Road. Crompton Road's usually only open Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, but you can actually drive in there and drop things off. The new shop, we're trying to avoid actually having donations here because we haven't got anywhere to put things, no space at the moment. This is, you know, one big floor. So hopefully it'll work.